Spirit and the church cry out, come, Lord Jesus, come. Continue our devotions built around Paul Gerhardt's hymn, O Lord, how shall I meet you? Focusing today especially on verse 3. O Lord, how shall I meet you? How welcome you aright. Your people long to greet you, my hope, my heart's delight. O Jesus, let your word be a lamp to light my way, to show me how to please you, to guide me every day. Rejoice then, you sad-hearted, who sit in deepest gloom, who mourn o'er joys departed and tremble at your doom. Despair not, he is near you, he's standing at the door, who best can help and cheer you and bids you weep no more. When I was actually quite young, I worked at and became quite good at hiding. I'm not talking about playing hide and seek. I can remember as far back as being 5 years old and being a little bit overwhelmed by the big family, the very busy, active household that I was a youngster in at the tail end of the family, looking for and needing some space and some time just for myself, and I found it. I worked at it and I managed to hide myself at that young age, accomplish what I intended in the time that I had set aside, and then rejoin the family, clearly without anyone even noticing that I had been gone. So yes, as I worked at that and continued that practice, I did become pretty good at playing hide and seek. In fact, I have memories of many hide and seek games that ended with nobody finding me, and I'd hear them calling in the distance, it's time for supper or whatever else, and I'd win because nobody could find me. To this day, there are still those moments when I know, on the basis of what's going on, whether it's in my life or in the world around me, that I need some time, I need some space, I need to get something accomplished that shouldn't be interrupted. I'm still pretty good at disappearing, I guess you could say it. Maybe not the opportune moment for others who may be looking for me, but it gets the job done. How about you? Especially at this time of the year, do you have those moments where you wish you could just evaporate for a moment? Time, space, aloneness, whether it's to collect your thoughts or to contemplate the word, or whether it's just to have some time to get something done where no one else can steal that time away from you. This is especially a time of the year when that can be difficult and very necessary. But getting away in this day and age with the technology that surrounds us can be a tall order. I remember when he was in his mid-80s when my father was handed his first cell phone and told he needed to take it with him whenever he went on one of his daily walks. He immediately started referring to it as his leash. He knew that that time that he liked to have uninterrupted, just getting some exercise, enjoying the fresh air, the peace and quiet, was never going to be the same, because at any given moment that phone could ring and the world would force itself upon his time. The way you feel about the technology that makes your life buzz right along with all kinds of activities? Do you realize that perhaps there isn't any possibility of your just disappearing and having that sacred time to yourself? Well, this afternoon, the psalmist is going to remind us that we truly never are alone. Whether we always realize it and contemplate it or not, we are never alone. We are creatures creatures of an eternal creator God who has placed us on this earth for a purpose. He knows that purpose well. Whether it be the overall general purpose of all humankind from the very beginning, or whether it be the unique individual purpose of each and every one of us, our God speaks to us in His Word the reality that He's everywhere we are. There will never be a place where we go where He is not. He hears every word. He listens to every thought. He knows everything about us. And while at first contemplation, that might be an eye-opening, freak-out kind of moment for us to realize, the Scriptures actually offer us this insight, hoping for just the opposite. That we'll find it a tremendous encouragement to know that our Creator God is so invested in us, so interested in us, each and every one of us. After all, He's the one that chose so many things about us, really everything about us. How we would look, the sound of our voice, our abilities and characteristics, our strengths and aptitudes, but far more than that. He chose the very moment in time we would be introduced to this world and the family that He chose for us. And the moment in time, each of us, unique gift of God to His universe. And the Word will go farther. It will tell us beautiful, wonderful things about God's plans for us. Not only that He has them, but there are daily realities that play out according to those plans. In fact, in the second chapter of Ephesians, Paul will remind us that every last good thing that we do that glorifies our God, He planned in advance for us to do, created the desire within us, enlightened us to see the opportunity, and then created the opportunity for us to meet it, so that in all things, we can give Him glory for His interest in us and His presence with us. It's a marvelous time of the year to be contemplating what it means that God is here, that God is near. How close does He desire to be to each and every one of us? He proves it in what we are preparing to celebrate. The Creator introduces Himself into His creation and absorbs every element of our humanness into Himself to the point of creating for Himself a reality in which He can suffer and die, be tempted in every way just as we are, yet through His power, overcoming His own sinful nature, or His own human nature, pushing off every one of those temptations perfectly for us. He lived a human life, a truly human life. We watch Him sweat, we watch Him bleed. We hear of His hunger and His thirst and His weariness of body, soul, and mind, and we realize in every way He is our brother. In every way, He is one of us, Emmanuel, God with us, God among us. All that puts together what God had been telling human beings from the very beginning, His desire that they know Him every day of their lives. Know Him by listening to His voice. Know Him by contemplating His promises. Know Him by seeing His goodness and His love, His providing and His care, His protecting and His forgiving in our lives every day, so that we would come to treasure His presence desire it. Rely upon it. When you hear this hymn writer's verse, it speaks of despair. It speaks of darkness in balance to God's presence with us and how that brings us light and hope. We know the failures. We know the pain. We know the brokenness of our lives and our realities all too well. There are days where we're besieged and surrounded by the sin and the evil and the rebellion of the world in ways that sometimes take our breath away. And so very often, we have to admit that we get caught up in it. Get caught up in it in ways that lead us also to our own sins and our own rebellion and our own questioning of God and His will and His promises. And yet, at the end of every day, as we honestly take an inventory of all that we've done, what we've been, He quietly says, I'm still here. I still love you. Every sin again is washed away. Tomorrow will be a new day to live for me and praise and glorify me with your life if I choose not to return in glory before you live that day out. And He assures us that it wasn't just one moment in time, one 33-year span of time, a lifetime, that He was here among us, experiencing all that is human. But rather, from the first moment of His first breath into the lungs of Adam and then Eve, until the last moment of the last breath that will be a gasp of amazement at His return in glory. He's here. He's with us. He's for us. He's everything we need and the answer to every prayer. He desires again this Advent to draw us in and to realize how important it is that He keeps coming to us in His Word, in His sacrament, in His promises, day after day, over and over, so that He might convince us to understand what a blessed thing, not a fearful thing, what a blessed thing that He is always near. We read from Psalm 139, You hem me in behind and before, and You have laid Your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from Your Spirit? Where can I flee from Your presence? If I go up to the heavens, You are there. If I make my bed in the depths, You are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there Your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to You. The night will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to You. The word of the Lord.